UK, six local governments take central government to court to stop hotels being rammed full of migrants. By Jack Montgomery on November 11, 2022. Six local governments are now fighting Britain's central government in court after having hotels in their area flooded with migrants with minimal or even zero prior consultation. With thousands of migrants, many of whom have reached the United Kingdom by paying criminal people smugglers to bring them across the English Channel in small boats or by stowing away in heavy good vehicles, now accommodated in often luxurious hotels at the taxpayers' expense, some councils are attempting to stop the influx in court, complaining they are not being sufficiently consulted and that the needs of their local authority areas have not been adequately accounted for by the central government under Prime Minister Rishi Sunak. North Northamptonshire Council recently became the sixth such authority, following Fenland District Council, East Riding of Yorkshire Council, Great Yarmouth Borough Council, Ipswich Borough Council, and Stoke City Council, according to GB News. Specifically, North Northamptonshire Council unsuccessfully applied for an emergency injunction to stop the government from ramming the Royal Hotel and Kettering full of migrants. "We do not feel that the Royal Hotel in Kettering is the appropriate place to accommodate asylum seekers for a number of reasons," said Jason Smithers, the elected leader of the council. "We do not feel the proposals have been properly considered to ensure the best possible welfare can be provided to asylum seekers in the local communities in which they are housed," continued the Conservative Party politician, who finds himself in something of an invidious position, given the central government it led by the Conservative Party. "We are now considering our options in light of the injunction's dismissal by the High Court," he added. The High Court did not refuse an emergency injunction because the application lacked merit, according to a council spokesman, but because the court decided that the case should be hashed out between both parties in court from the outset. "The government is currently blowing some £7 million a day and rising on free hotel accommodation for asylum seekers and rising. The figure was an already eye-watering £4.7 million a day in February, at a time when Prime Minister Sunak is reversing planned tax cuts, introducing new tax hikes, and scrapping projects intended to enhance Britain's national standing, such as a replacement Royal Yacht Britannia, in an effort to bring the nation's parlous finances under control in the face of cost of living and energy crises." Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, @JackMontgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.